another thing. Have you noticed that the weather's always changing now?
Because of El Niño.
And now everything can be blamed on El Niño. Which translates into what? The child? A thing, a weather pattern that, like, demolishes California, puts it where it probably should be, in the water. Like, could a four-year-old kick your town's ass? Maybe we should call it the first four Black Sabbath albums. That would work. Bakersfield, California was destroyed today by the first four Black Sabbath albums. Fuck yeah, it was! Have you ever heard Paranoid? God damn! That would destroy my town right now. Let's do it!
From Buffalo, New York, it's your backstage pass to the local music scene, and you don't even have to do anything gross for it. Okay, maybe just let us watch you take off your boots. Slower. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, downs, lefts, rights,
and drumming lead singers that aren't Phil Collins
of the Buffalo music scene. I'm Ryan Garnett, and Cassidy, the I-90 smelled like bacon on my drive over here.
I'm Cassidy Dwan. Ryan, what's that in your beard? Is it bacon?
Oh, yeah, it is. On episode number 35 of the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, me and new producer Mike Sid will be interviewing local musician John Jinakevich, and we'll talk to him about his two bands, The Scarecrow Show and Dreadnecks.
We'll be playing music from both of his bands, plus new tracks by Michael Delano, Johnny and the Man Kids. We'll also recap the area's previous and upcoming concerts. And Ryan plays a game of //cash/the clash with John.
Well done. First try. So, but first, we have some new music to play. I typically, like once a week, someone will send me music. I'll be like, hey, check out my band. And sometimes it's really good and it'll fit the podcast. And sometimes it's not so good and I'll give them some kind words and some constructive criticism. And
constructive criticism.
Yeah, constructive criticism.
Very good.
But I kind of had a first recently, and the music was really good, so I wanted to play it, but B, I thought it was a great story. I had someone reach out to me, and they said, hey, I've been stalking you via Facebook so I could talk to you about getting some music on your podcast.
That's a healthy internet stalker.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love those kind of stalkers.
Perfect.
I have Facebook friends that don't seem, I don't even know why they're along for the ride. So if you actually have a reason, that's cool. So I asked her, I'm like, so what's your band name? And she says, this isn't for my band, this is for my son.
It was a mom.
Aww. She is like, if you're listening to this and you are the parent of like a 16-year-old child and you want to help out by stalking a small local podcast host to get his, like, that's really awesome.
Any type of, you know, self-promotion of, not self, but your child, I mean, for their art's sake and exposure, like, gosh.
My parents were always, like, pretty supportive with everything I did, but, like, they never reached out to, like, someone about this, so I just, that, like, gives me the feels a little bit. So I wanted to give Liz a shout out, and so we've got some really cool music. This guy is named Michael Delano. He is 16 years old.
Wow.
This is his first song. It's called Glory, and it's really good.
Michael Delano. I gave him that Buffalo A. I called him Delano, right?
I'm not.
That's hard. Okay, so Michael Delano's mom.
Yes.
Liz contacted. I got the whole story. Great.
Sometimes you hear something and you're like, well, this is good for a 16-year-old. This is good. Like, this defies age. He's an excellent singer, and I think he's got a really bright future. So here is Glory by Michael Delano here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Thank you.
outside the Shell gas station where I live. Begging for money that I know I shouldn't have. And I'm lonely,
lonely
to the point where all my feelings are gone. And I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I did wrong. I've traveled all around the world, waiting for my day to come, but I don't think it'll ever come. And I gave you this, my heart of gold, never thought you would turn it to stone.
Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I don't know where. Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I don't.
Arbitrary friend, and I'll play my tune,
my tune,
just like I always did. Because I know.
Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I don't know where. Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I'll never.
This is Sid the Kid, and you're listening to allwny.com.
Okay, so at some point, I really want to have, like, a cool previous shows, like, drop. So it'll be like, previous shows! Pew, 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 pew! That's my idea. Mm-hmm. But we don't have that now, so that's the intro we get. So Cassidy has not been to any shows recently. Not too much.
Cassidy hasn't gotten out much recently.
I understand. It's okay. I've been out a little bit. So I do have two shows that I wanted to talk about that I've been to. The first one was the Infringement Festival fundraiser at Milky's. It was the Infringement Variety Hour.
That I saw.
Yes, you were
good
there.
Times,
yeah, you
good
were there
times.
Good times. The magician promised and the snakes promised did not come through.
It's always the magic that, you know, doesn't pull through.
She got there and she's like, my snake guy can't make it tonight. The dancer from Gotham Knights. And I'm like, I've been telling everyone that there's going to be snakes. Anyway, oh my goodness. So Red Huffy performed first. They are a new mutation of the band Green Schwinn.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. This is
sticking with that bicycle theme.
Yeah, I like it. So that's John Blake, who's the Green Schwinn guy, so to speak. Pam Swartz. They had the bass player who plays with Bad Ronald. I am not going to remember his name. And they had a woman playing washboard. And I've seen John perform a few times. And, you know, it's a Tiny Tim cover band. So it can be polarizing at times. Sometimes that's something you're in the mood for. And sometimes it might not be. But this was easily the best performance I've ever seen of his.
I like all Pam Swartz projects, too. Because
yeah.
I call her my hometown Laurie Anderson. I think that she's a... You know, quite eclectic, and as a performer, always a good time.
Yes, I always try to include her or Jess Collins on any of my stuff, because they're always they always put on a good show. So he was great. It was a really good set list. I remember he played Perhaps by Doris Day.
Lovely.
And oh man, I'm not gonna remember anything else. There was a lot of booze that night. Anyway, after that, Brass Pro and the Waterfront Revivalists played. Basically, it was a marching band with people just all over Milky's, and it was a dance party, and everyone had a blast, and they played, like, old funk tunes like Vehicle, and they played stuff like Hey Ya by Outkast, and...
And in Milky's, too, so you've got this brass ringing through Milky's, which is not marching band space,
They actually prefer indoors because they say the horns sound better.
Wow.
And they do indoors. I thought they only did, like, I've only seen them in a Fringement Festival doing the parades.
Marching through the street,
so
right.
So I didn't think they actually did venue stuff, but they did venue stuff, and they were excellent. And
cool.
You know, if you're booking shows and you're trying to get people in there buying drinks, too, when you get a band with, like, 15 people in it.
We've got a couple of these marching bands in Buffalo. I'm not sure if Erie Lackawanna Railroad still plays and does their marching band thing. I know that the 12/8 Path Band.
Oh yeah, yep.
Does their marching around, but particularly Brass Pro and the Waterfront Revivalists. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What a catchy name.
So Manic State played as well with my buddy Eli and Lindsay and.
That was something.
Oh, it was Polycoder, I think, was also the third member of the band. And the highlight, they did an awesome cover.
Formerly Scantron?
Is that what it is?
Scantron. Scantron.
I think there's one of each.
Sure.
Yeah, so Scantron and...
Lindsay as a drummer. This is where I walked into the show, right? And, you know, I'd seen her in other projects in years past, but she was wearing a black ski mask, a tutu skirt, and a black t-shirt, and so she was quite the masked performer.
She looked like a ninja.
And acted like a ninja, because I have never seen someone so jumpy in their drumming. You know, she's jumping around the drum kit.
She had the cocktail kit. So without the throne and the kick drum, like, you can do that. That's a fun thing to play, too. I've done a couple shows.
So as you're watching her drum, right, yeah. Because this is, as I'm walking into Milky's, what I see is such energy that it's almost, you know, it puts you off the beat as you're watching it. But if you turn around and you close your eyes and you're just listening, the girl didn't miss a beat.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was steady energy.
Yeah. So they were cool. I saw this for the first time. This rocked my goddamn face off.
That's confusing. The band is called This.
Yes. This. Yeah, I think we've had that confusion before. No, they were... I've heard their stuff, and I've heard it was good. I've had people tell me they were good.
How many pieces are there in this?
There are three pieces. There are drums, two basses, and one of the basses, Haley, also sings. And she has a fantastic voice. And Logan kind of does, like, the lead bass, quote-unquote.
Right.
Like, Haley does, like, rhythm bass, kind of the actual bass line, where Logan does, like, lead guitar work. And it's brilliant. It's some of the best bass playing I've ever seen.
I'm interested in that arrangement, like, as a double bass, non-fronted by guitar or keys kind of ensemble. That's cool.
It was way better than I ever could have thought it was. I was super impressed by them. And so that was that night, and then real quick, I went to the Johnny and the Man Kids CD release party at Mohawk Place. I want to say that was March 12th? Yes, March 12th.
Back in the cold of winter.
Yes. Or no, April 12th. It was, yeah. That was,
still could have been the cold of winter.
Yeah, right. It was pretty freezy that night. We interviewed some of the bands outside, which we will feature in an upcoming episode that isn't this one, but I... couldn't stay late enough to see Johnny and the Man Kids because I actually had the Infringement show the next day. So
right.
I didn't get to catch them.
It's hard to be old.
It is. I saw Passed Out, who's my my favorite Buffalo band again, and they were great. They actually played a completely different set from what they did at the March 22nd fundraiser at Mohawk, so it was cool hearing some new material from them that I hadn't heard before. And another band that just blew my brains out with awesomeness was Halo Nelly.
All right.
They are a three-piece rock band, dance pop, I almost want to say. They remind me of Rubble Bucket. And I know you like Rubble Bucket.
I'm a Rubble Bucket supporter. The energy, you know, they kind of had a church vibe. Never mind that I saw them in a church.
Yeah, they're a big band. They're a big band with a lot of stuff. Where Halo Nelly's a smaller arrangement.
As a three-piece, Halo Nelly.
Yes, but like the guitar was real spot on. The guy was moving around a lot. The bass lines were cool. The singer, her voice, her name is it's an Ange something.
Oh, let's look that up.
Let's look that up. We can get things right on this show.
Halo Nelly. I like the name.
Yeah, they don't have anything recorded yet. I was actually, just earlier, a couple days earlier, I was trying to find some information on them, and I couldn't find a whole lot, and I didn't even think I knew they were playing going in, and they blew me away. They were awesome. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live lesson in Facebooking properly. They don't have their bands, they don't have anyone's name listed. They don't even have a bio listed on here.
No,
guys.
We can't talk about them.
So
we don't know their names.
So, the bass player, she was excellent. I don't know her name, but yeah. But the whole band was really good.
But we could look up their band and see when they're playing next, no?
You can find them on Facebook.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can do that. All right, and that's all we have for that. What we are going to do is we're going to play one of the songs from Johnny and the Mad Kid's new EP. So this is a track called That's Different, and it is the title track. Here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Yeah. And we are back on The Struggle is Real. We have John. Now, I want to get this pronunciation right. Jinakevich?
Not even close. Yukinevich.
Yukinevich. Oh, okay. So I just I had the first consonant off. Okay. I thought it was going to be the Y sound at first, but then I really sat and thought about it. I think Joe Kent called you like Juknuiets or something.
Juknuiets. I get that a lot too.
I heard that. I'm like, oh, that's not right. So if nothing else, we at least try to be well pronounced on this podcast. So John is from both the Scarecrow Show and Dreadnecks. I've called you the most energetic live band in Buffalo, a moniker I'm happy to give.
And a description we're happy to receive.
Thank you. Kind of talk about the work ethic that kind of goes into, like, why you guys feel the need to really give it, like, that amount of energy on stage. Because you don't see it as often as you'd think we should.
Right. See, though, that's it. We don't even think about it in terms of giving an extra amount of energy or anything. That's just, we're all very energetic, pretty high-strung people as it is. So we just go up there and perform and do our thing. And whether we're playing, as you saw, the art gallery on the west side or the town ballroom or something, which will be there June 14th for Scathed, their CD release party.
Wow, town ballroom. Yeah, good for them.
Regardless of the stage, I mean, we all give it the same amount of energy because that's all we know how to do.
Fantastic. I love that. I was the same way too. I always said if I wasn't covered in sweat after like two or three songs, I wasn't trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Like you really got to push yourself. So kind of the history of the band, and I'm assuming it was you and your brother to start with.
Correct. Yeah. We started it with a longtime friend from high school, this guy, Ray Cook III. He was our original guitarist from probably, I think we started spring of 2016 now.
Okay.
And he was with us through 2017. He had a kid, so for obvious reasons, he had to step away. And it was a clean break. We still play shows with him now and then whenever
that's
he's
nice.
Available. It was just, you know how it is. You got to give a lot to a band that's really trying to advance somewhere, and he just couldn't give it that amount of time and energy, which is totally understandable. And Ben knew Vince from school. They went to college in Geneseo together. So we hooked up with Vince through that, and we jammed a couple times. He learned the whole CD, the whole first CD, in like a week. Came down polished and ready to go. So I think we played a show at Stamps within a week of him technically joining.
Wow. You
know, we jammed with him one time, went out and just started playing immediately.
Yeah, he really makes it look effortless on stage, way he plays. I dig that about
him. He's definitely got the star power, the swagger, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you need that up front, especially with you behind the drums. So who is your favorite vocalist / drummer? Are you like Phil Collins, you Peter Gabriel, like Don Henley?
That's a good question. I never really thought of that. Because I separate the two. I don't think in terms of being a singing drummer. I'm the drummer, and I have to sing by default because we don't have a front man. So I just do. I guess my favorite singing drummer would probably be, what's his name? From the band, Levon Helm.
Yep.
That's the guy.
Good choice, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Phil Collins is good, too. A close second. We're going to see him October 4th. He's coming to Buffalo, so.
Yeah, people are more excited about Phil Collins than I think I originally thought they would be. Like, I'm like,
the tickets sold out in like 5 minutes.
Really?
I didn't know there was that kind of demand for Phil Collins, but.
Yeah, he's certainly in the rock community. I think he's divisive. I think people what they think about him.
Underrated, in my opinion.
So
definitely pretty underrated.
Can you give it your all on drums while you sing, or like when you play live? Is it kind of, you know, is recording a little different than when you play live as far as like what you can do with drums?
Recording, we do the drums and the vocals separately.
Yes,
but live, like I said, I don't really have different levels to the energy thing. It's an on and off switch.
With coordination,
I'm giving it my all.
Like you can.
Well, with coordination, I have to like separate it. I ignore the lower half of my body. I ignore the half that's drumming, and I just think about the words because that's where I always mess up is with lyrics.
Oh, sure.
But so I really I get comfortable enough with the band performing on the drums to the point where I can sort of shut off the part of me that's thinking about the arms and legs, and then just focus on the. From the head up, the singing thing, you know.
No, understood. That's I feel the same way about backing vocals. After a little while, like when you don't have to think about it, you can use other parts of your brain to kind of figure out you know, different and new parts. How does your brother play the bass upside down? Or, like, he, like, loops his arm underneath?
Very good question. Well, he's a huge Billy Sheehan fan, and Billy Sheehan would play like that, you know, bass player from Buffalo, for those who don't know. And he would do the violin style playing on his shoulder. And there was one time I saw a video where Sheehan had, like, his strap broke sometime way back in the day before strap locks. So he's holding it like a cello, just completely vertically, and he finished the song like that, with the bass rested, like, on his knee or on his boot or something.
Oh, I've done that before. So,
yeah, Ben more or less just tries to mimic Billy Sheehan and a couple other guys like that, real aggressive style players, and just take it to the next level, try to be innovative with it in his own way, and I think he's definitely succeeded.
Oh, absolutely. No, he's a great bass player and a good showman live. Oh,
definitely. Definitely a great showman.
So what would you say influences the sound of the Scarecrow Show? Like, what bands?
Style-wise, well, Mike, the sound guy from Evening Star, said we sound like Pennywise plus Motorhead. And I think that pretty much hits the nail on the head there. It's a lot of punk rock influence and a lot of old-school rock and roll, old-school heavy metal stuff.
I was thinking Misfits meets Guns N' Roses.
I was going to say my personal influences that I throw into it is it's like a Black Sabbath meets Misfits type of thing.
There you go.
Ben's a huge Rush fan, so that's where that little bit of progressive twinge gets thrown in there. Vince is really into Aerosmith, stuff like that. A lot of more straightforward classic rock. And then the common ground that we all have together is the blues. So we try to take old-school blues licks in that and speed them up, make them a little heavier, throw them all together with a punk rock twist on it, and that's pretty much our sound right there.
Sure. You have a new EP that came out. It is only available as a physical copy still.
For now, yep.
For now. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
We're going to play a song from it in a little bit. The last song you did it's called House, and it's a cover of House of the Rising Sun, which so that's a traditional. So it's not
technically, yeah.
So it's not technically a zombie song, so there's no copyright on it.
Yeah.
So did you kind of start from there as far as creating, like, picking a song that you wanted to cover? Like,
it's a very long story behind that. I guess the short version would be when myself and our original guitarist, Ray Cook III, we go back years and years. We were jamming when I was probably a freshman in high school, and one of the first songs I ever remember playing with him was Free Fallin' by Tom Petty,
nice,
which we weren't about to cover, and House of the Rising Sun. And the time this recording of the EP came together was just about the end of the Ray days and the beginning of when Vince was working himself into the band. So one of the last things, I think the last thing Ray recorded with us was that song, which was just sort of like a fitting end, closing the book on that chapter of the Scarecrow Show, by recording one of our favorites that we've always played the whole time we were together in a band, and even jamming back in the day and then through the life of the Scarecrow Show. It was a song we always liked to perform, so we just sort of tried to put together the best version we could of it and throw it out there and put our own spin on it, definitely. I heard, what are they called? Five Finger Death Punch. Ooh. Put out like a heavier version of it or something that I didn't care for too much, so we tried to stray away from that and keep it a little more punk rock meets the blues.
Yeah, you can definitely hear that.
A good combo of our sound, a good, good example of our sound as a whole.
Sure. Where'd you record the new EP?
Same place we recorded the first album. It was in my friend Tim Foss's trailer at Aristo Terrace Trailer Park, Yorkshire, New York.
Nice.
It was definitely a bedroom recording, but Tim really, really knows what he's doing. So I'd say it's the production sounds so well that we could probably tell a little fib and say that we recorded it at Aristo Terrace Studios or something like
that. Oh, yeah. No, the great part about working in a small studio like that is as long as they're okay with it, you can kind of just call them whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good stuff, man. And he, of course, charged us a great price. I used to play with him in a metalcore band called The Crypt years and years ago when I was just out of high school. So we've always had that, like, musical connection. And we were mentioning looking to record again. And he goes, well, you should probably just come back here, man. And I was like, yeah, that's probably what we'll do then. You know, he did well with the first album, so we wanted to stick with him as long as we could.
Sure, So it was in a trailer park, you said. So
yes.
Just single wide or double wide?
Double wide.
Okay.
Double wide.
The single would have been.
Yeah, that
horrible. The double's probably pretty tight anyway, too.
It's definitely difficult. We did it in his bedroom, so it's one piece at a time.
Oh, man. I picture, when you say that, I'm picturing, like, one piece of the drum at a time.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like this room.
This is snare.
Cut in half, pretty much. He had to take his bed out and everything.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's the way recording should be done.
Oh, it was a good time.
Who needs fancy rooms with tunable walls when you can just you can set up a microphone anywhere.
That's it.
So, the last time I saw you guys live was at Mohawk Place on March 22nd for my infringement fundraiser, which was a super fun night.
Good time.
So I remember talking to Vin, your guitar player, about his hair, and he was telling me he went full out Slash.
Yes.
For the event. Yes. So I wasn't sure which of you guys were going to come today, so I'm fine doing this with you anyway. I kind of wanted to I want to test your Guns N' Roses, your Slash trivia.
Oh, man. All right. I'm down.
So first, I found Johnny Cash facts, and I'm like, we can figure out if they're Slash or Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Then I extended that, and I added the Clash. So this game is going to be called Slash Cash.
Ooh.
Oh, we're keeping that in. I rehearsed this all morning trying to say it right. Yeah. Slash Cash or...
Crash.
Fuck. Slash Cash/The Clash. That's all what right. This game is called.
That's a great game.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time just because I'm proud of myself. Slash Cash/The Clash. Woo!
All right.
Oh, man, I stuttered as a kid. Not anymore. All right. So there's going to be 12 of these, so just tell me which of the three it is. All right. And I had to switch pronouns a bit since one's a group and
he
two.
Or they or
so, yeah, yeah, so that's – but it all makes sense. All right. Broke their nose and lost some teeth after smashing their car into a utility pole.
I'm going to say Slash.
That is Johnny Cash.
Ooh.
They used to customize ladies' car coats.
Ooh, man. I'm going to say Slash again.
That is The Clash.
Ooh, man.
What's a lady's car coat?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had to take a wild guess.
I was hoping that the Britishness of the answer would be a little bit of a giveaway. Doesn't eat anything from the sea.
I'm going to guess Slash again.
That is Slash.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Let's find an effect for that later.
Okay, yeah.
We can find a copyright-free ding, ding, ding.
Cool. We got effects. We have loops.
They had an album deemed unfit for radio play that was never released in the U.S.
I'm going to say The Clash.
That is correct. That is The Clash. Refused to use a computer until 2003.
Slash.
That is Slash. All right. I love that fact. That fact makes me so happy.
That is great.
Oh, man. I imagine he had to have, like, some assistant do something for him.
Yeah, he probably just threw money at that problem.
He's like, so what do you do for a living? Oh, I check Slash's Hotmail.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this one. During one hotel stay, they let 100 baby chicks loose on each floor of the hotel they were staying at, which was a total of 500 baby chicks squawking around the hotel.
Wow. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to guess Johnny Cash.
That is Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it sounds like a Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. That might be my favorite fact I learned about this. All right, directed and starred in a movie called Cops and Robbers. Cop and Robbers.
Hmm. I'll guess The Clash on that one.
That is The Clash. I believe Joe Strummer directed and Mick Jones and one of the other guys.
I think they have a song called Cops and Robbers or something.
I think you're right. I think that's on London Calling, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Was attacked by their own ostrich. Ostrich?
Okay.
Ostrich.
Let's go with Johnny Cash.
That is Johnny Cash. had a pet I opened up a wrong window. Had a pet anaconda named Stan.
Slash.
That is Slash. It's the surprise of no one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I
see him being a snake guy.
I have a feeling I've seen at least like 1,000 photo shoots of him in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Like going through the 90s of him in like Rolling Stone with snakes on him.
Oh, doesn't he have a side project called like Slash's Snake Pit?
Slash's Snake Pit.
That should be a dead giveaway right there.
They're actually pretty good.
Hmm.
Collects pinball machines.
The Clash.
That is Slash.
Ooh. It's pretty eclectic.
I would like to hope that he does so just so, because Guns N' Roses Pinball is like the best pinball.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Nice. There's Guns N' Roses, there's Kiss Pinball kind of stands up to it as far as music based, but really, like, you want to play Guns N' Roses Pinball.
Yeah, I saw the Guns N' Roses one somewhere in Florida when we were on tour with Dreadnecks. There's one in one of these bars or something.
If I ever have the money and I see one again, I'm just gonna be like, how much? Like, I'll give you yeah. all of my money. I need this. Home. All right, two left. Campaign for Native American Rights.
I'll say Slash.
That is Johnny Cash. Did that a little late in his career. And finally, was arrested for stealing pillowcases.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to go with Slash.
That is The Clash.
Wow.
So you got 7 out of 12 right, which is still good for the win.
Not too bad.
And your prize
10,000 points
is a copy of Intent to Sell's Free the Free-Minded.
Awesome. I'll give this a listen on the way home.
Check out Intent to Sell on Facebook. Cool. They're on hiatus right now, but they're fucking... Have you heard them before?
No.
They got this Rage Against the Machine vibe going. Like, Brandon's like a super great... I was going to say a super great rapper. Like, I can't come up with better words. He's an excellent rapper, and the band behind him is like tight and heavy. So I definitely think you'll dig that.
Oh, I like some Rage Against the Machine type stuff, so I'll definitely give this a listen. Oh,
absolutely. I saw you guys cover Bulls on Parade.
That's right, yep.
Let's see, where how's time doing? Oh, cool. And we're at time. So we are going to play House next by the Scarecrow Show. And then we'll be back to talk with John again about Dreadnecks. So we'll be right back here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
We'll be right back.
that is House by The Scarecrow Show off their new EP. Is it just called The Scarecrow Show EP?
The Scarecrow Show EP.
It is on there. You have to go to their shows to check them out, so go to their show and check it out. It is a fantastic EP. So, John, now we're going to talk to you about Dreadnecks. Describe Dreadnecks to someone who might not be familiar with it.
Like, oh, man, that's a tough one. Well, some people describe us as swamp metal. I guess that mm-hmm. makes sense. Some people, Grant just says it's swampy rock and roll. I think that's probably the best description. Devin, the guitarist, says it's shitty polka music, which I can also
I can see that.
All the rhythms are that mbop, 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 you know.
I'm so, thinking gypsy punk.
Yes. We're all big Gogol Bordello fans. So that sound, that gypsy punk stuff definitely creeps in there.
His voice always made me a little weird. Like, I don't know. That was the one reason I couldn't connect with them. But they made really interesting music.
He speaks like 8 or 9 languages, so it's got to be hard to keep a good accent straight for any one of them, you know. But yeah, I'd say it's a good mix of punk rock, old school rock and roll, gypsy music, heavy metal, country, bluegrass, a little bit of jazz,
and some
southern vibes in there.
Cool. So, what are your shows like? Because I can't imagine it's just four dudes standing on stage.
Oh, it's just about as energetic as the Scarecrow Show performances. Grant, I would call him the best front man in the area with no hesitation. He's just a fireball of energy. He's tireless. He's all over the place. He spends more time off of the stage during the performances than on stage, just getting the crowd involved and everything, working up his front man thing.
I should take a second to recognize Dreadnecks as I believe they won the most all WNY awards at this year's award show.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Well, good for us.
Yes, I think you guys got 6, and Grant got one for washboard playing.
That's right. Greatest washboard player in the area.
I've seen some washboard where he kind of just like swings it around his neck, kind of helicopters it.
That's his patented move, the washboard helicopter.
So what's the instrumentation of the band then?
Well, right now we have one guitarist, bass player, and myself on the drums. It's Joe Lamoureux on guitar, Nick Myers on the bass, and myself. And then Grant is the front man, lead vocalist, and Joe and I both do a little bit of backup vocals as well.
And does he do anything outside of the washboard, or is the washboard his...
Washboard is his main thing. He doesn't... I don't think Grant plays an instrument, which is miraculous how he writes these songs, just through other musicians, I guess. But other than the washboard, it's straight vocals. Once in a while, he'll pull out the kazoo for some solos, and that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You need the kazoo.
Of course. It's timeless.
Is it weird that no one's invented a kazoo pickup yet?
An electric kazoo, man. That could be breakthrough.
That's some next level stuff right there.
That could be breakthrough right there.
It really seems odd that someone hasn't figured that out yet.
We're going to have to make him one. You know, like John Popper from Blues Traveler has that harmonica that like sticks in the microphone.
Oh yeah,
with all the duct tape and that, we could like rig him up an electric kazoo.
The kazoo factory is right up in Eden.
Oh,
like,
man,
we can get there. We could get there in half an hour and talk to their kazoo engineers.
I think we might have to look into this.
Have to have a 9-volt battery on the stage or a 12-volt car battery on the stage hooked up to that, just for effect.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's as much about the presentation as it is the actual sound you get out of it.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to talk to Grant about this.
Excellent. Tell him if he creates it, we'll have him on the podcast just to talk about the creation of the electric kazoo.
Oh, for sure.
Because I'd love to hear. I imagine there's at least a little bit of electrocution that goes into something like that.
Oh, there's gotta be.
From hearing Grant on from what I've heard of Grant, it seems like he's probably had that's probably happened before.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So when are you guys playing next?
Let's see. Dreadnecks will be at Good Bar May 11th, and a private party on May 18th down in Olean, and then a bunch of dates coming up in June. We have June 1st at the Border Bar in Pittston, Pennsylvania. We're doing a festival called Trishstock June 7th. The Finger Lakes Metal Festival is Saturday, June 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Another festival, Togetherness Fest in Spencer, New York, June 28th. So, yeah, we're pretty much booked solid through the summer right now.
Oh, fantastic. So check out the Dreadnecks and their Facebooky stuff. And what about Scarecrow Show? Any shows coming up there either? I know, did you mention the May 11th show at Good Bar?
May 11th at Good Bar, yes. Yes. We'll be playing, Scarecrow Show has May 10th, Friday, May 10th at the Shamrock Bar and Grill in Sardinia. And then we'll also be at the Mohawk Monday the 13th.
Nice.
And then, of course, the show at Milky's, May 24th. Looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I have to remember to talk about that later in the episode. Yeah, I'm really excited about that, Bill. And if you guys haven't been to Milky's before, have you?
No, it's our first time.
So it'll be fun. It's a real cool vibe there. Like, everyone just kind of gets along. And
that's what I've heard. I've only heard good things about Milky's.
So I'll tell you the bad things, but I'll tell you off microphone.
Yeah, tell me later.
I don't think I'm allowed to do that. Cool. Well, I think we have tons of music and such packed into the episode, so why don't we call it here? John, thank you so much for joining us.
Sounds good. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So check out the Scarecrow Show and Dreadnecks on social medias and Spotify's. Get out to see the Scarecrow Show live so you can get a copy of their new EP called the Scarecrow Show EP, which you absolutely need to listen to. And,
Real quick, there's a lot of great local bands around here, but two that I always just like to shout out whenever I get a chance because they're my absolute favorites.
Yeah. I should ask you to do that anyway.
Handsome Jack, the boogie blues band from Lockport. Absolutely love them. And Malarchuk, the doom metal band. They're just absolutely great. So Handsome Jack, Malarchuk, check them out.
I'm not a big doom guy, so Malarchuk doesn't... You know, I think they're fine.
Doesn't strike your fancy.
But we're actually having Benny Hayes from Handsome Jack is actually going to be here in 8 days.
No way.
Doing another interview. So
tell him I said hey.
He offered to come. Like, I didn't even ask. He offered to come on, and I'm like,
that's great.
Whatever you want. Like, absolutely. So yeah. I'm really excited about that. So
those guys are doing big things these days. It's good to see.
Yeah, they were touring Europe for a while.
It's crazy. It's great to see another local band that's doing so well. That's really just getting out there like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Sometimes
just inspiration for us.
Yeah, sometimes just got to hit the road and...
That's all you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Play some shows and see what happens, man.
Well, back when I could tour, I think I should have, like, tried to figure out Europe for at least a couple weeks. Yeah. Like, I keep seeing bands that don't have that European following, you wouldn't think, and they're still going out there and they're having a blast. So, kids, if you're at home, plan a European tour. See stuff.
Absolutely. It's a whole different scene over there.
You can tour the East Coast when you're old and gray, and, like, I might try at some point. But, like, do it when you're young and you can get out there and do it. That is the moral from this episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. I second that.
Excellent. All right, John, thanks a lot. And
we are going
to play Circus Peanuts by Dreadnecks here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Johnny Confidence out.
Step right up. Town on the 1st of July, the town residents all light up outside. With nickels in our hands, ticket and mirror one, we take our seats awaiting in broken patience. The strong man lifts boulders with the greatest of ease, while the acrobat soars about. Rum tiki tiki dum tiki 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 dum. Rum tiki tiki dum.
starts to hiss and boo and cuss. When we witness his expose, circus peanuts, we stand up in protest with the fists, balls, and change becoming weapons against the booger display. From the silver to chairs, the hollow we saw when the elephants stand. Can't use this mountain to build to run. If we only would have evacuated. The pachyderm started to mutilate. We never.
There's so much going on in Buffalo.
I love when the season turns to concert season.
It is springtime, and there's so much cool stuff going on, and we are going to squeeze as much of that cool stuff as we can in 7 minutes.
Right.
And go. On May 24th, we have the next Struggle Is Real show. I'm super excited about it. We got the Scarecrow Show, the Molise, Elamantra, the Burkharts, and Cheap Peach from Fredonia. The Scarecrow Show is a super energetic rock band. The Molise are this great dancey indie rock band from Japan. Elamantra and the Burkharts are both kind of this like real dreamy kind of indie pop. And Cheap Peach is they're a younger group, all college students from Fredonia, and they're shoegaze.
Sounds like a good mix. Where and when is that?
That is May 24th. Did I say that? That's May 24th.
You said the day. Yeah.
Let's say it again. It's May 24th at Milky's. Doors at 8. Show Perfect. At 9. $5.
$5?
$5.
Only $5.
What else could you do? It's a dollar a band.
And that's great.
They're all worth more than a dollar, let's be honest. And then on May 9th at Mohawk Place, Valley Heart, Scathe, West Ferry, Friends of the Podcast, Ghost Pool, and Previous Love are playing. Ghost Pool's like one of, if not the best pop punk band in the area. Previous Love is a great shoegaze band with cool songwriting, great guitar playing. So go check them out. And then on May 11th at Mr. Goodbar, we have Over and Out. We have Friends of the podcast Cardboard Homestead. We have Jordan Potter, and we have John Janikevich's Dreadnecks. Over and Out and Cardboard Homestead are both folk punk bands. Over and Out has a violin, which makes it a little extra pretty. Jordan Potter is from, like, Fillmore. He's kind of a little, that upstate, downstate?
Fillmore, New York? Hmm.
I don't know quite where that is.
Well, you know, I think...
Well.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. That's where he's coming from. He's a singer-songwriter. He put out an album, I believe, either the beginning of this year or the end of last year. That's really good. And then yeah, Dreadnecks. I have yet to see them live. I'm curious to see what kind of mayhem they are. Gypsy punk, I call them.
Okay.
Their lead singer's signature move. He plays with a washboard, and his signature move
is
he.
So is this like dirty punk folk? Is this like the wave of like we're gonna wear some flannel
like...
and some ripped up overalls? And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of is, but there's like some classic rock and there's some metal and there's
and
like
a violin,
some like Cajun stuff going
okay.
on there. So it's a little. Like
the gypsy appeal.
Yeah, I kind of need to see it before I know. But his like signature move is like spinning the washboard like around his neck as he's playing.
You gotta have a stupid human trick.
Exactly. It sounds like, so. That's gonna be incredible. I'm hoping I can make it out to that
at Good Bar.
That is at Mr. Good Bar. Then on May 14th at the Trelf, we have Furious Bongos, the music of Frank Zappa. I always like talking about Frank Zappa stuff on here. Like, I think anyone who can play any of that material is just, it's such a...
Anybody who studied enough to play any lead sheet that is Zappa created
exactly.
is, yeah, worth my time.
So, if you, you know, go check, it's like a 15-piece band. They have guys who've played with Yo-Yo Ma, and I think they
said Claypool.
Les Paul.
Les Paul. Why am I confused?
Different Les, but it still works.
Nevertheless.
Yes. Either Les is pretty impressive. Nonetheless. You can go check that out on May 14th at the Trelf. Then on May 18th, we have Porch Fest from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cassidy, what's Porch Fest?
Oh, it's a good time. So it is the 7th annual Buffalo Porch Fest by the Elmwood Village Association. Notably, the band is playing.
That I was talking about earlier.
At 3 p.m. on St. James Place. Pretty much anywhere in the Elmwood Village, walking about that afternoon, you're going to catch a variety of eclectic, original Buffalo and beyond music. Truly, tucking back down any side street or on the porch of any church that afternoon, you'll be surprised by what you can walk up and take part in.
Sure, and if you go to buffaloporchfest.org, there's a complete list of all the bands, including the addresses they're playing at, the times, all of their genres. And as you can see, as you flip through, there's jam bands and electronic bands and New Orleans brass bands and soul funk and reggae and hip-hop. There's just whatever kind of music you're looking for, you're going to find it.
Choose your own adventure.
Yes. And you can just stroll down the street and see all these different bands. And,
from 1 to 6 that Saturday.
Yeah, and it's I participated with the Lady of the Tiger last year. And we had a blast, and there's a lot of people around, so...
In the same vein, you've got First Fridays. If you're looking to hop gallery to gallery, there's a lot of original music that is there included with all of these different gallery walks.
So, tell me about this First Friday you speak of. So, as a member of Infringement, I've seen it, but I've never actually... I don't actually know what it is.
So, every First Friday of the month, particularly in good weather, it's the best time. Well, it happens all year round, but I'm excited that the season has turned because you can go throughout Allentown and then into the city proper. Any galleries that have their openings for the month will have their original visual artists on the walls, but also have buskers or bands performing, and so you can by accident check out some really great original music. Particularly, there's a friend of mine, Mr. Joe Todaro. He's a guitar player and original singer-songwriter. He'll be playing with his new group, Cheaper Than Vinyl. That's Friday, May 3rd at 9 p.m. That is going to be at the Unity Church at People Art. That's Delaware and Auburn. So they are open, that gallery, the Unity Gallery, upstairs with an open mic as a part of their First Friday art opening.
That sounds
so you
fun.
Can catch a whole bunch of, you know, original things through that. And then go downstairs. I love these new venues that just happen to use Buffalo's architecture, and you're in the basement of some old church to hear an original group. This is, as I said, Cheaper Than Vinyl, Joe Todaro's new group with Frida Baca on violin and Mary Kislowski singing. They call themselves Original Eclectic Folk Music.
All right. So check out First Friday, too, and that is 7 minutes on the dot.
Yes, we're good.
So I think, yeah, so we are so low on time that we're actually going to skip whatever song we usually play here. So it's time to go, Cassidy.
Oh, already?
Yeah, that's all we have. So yeah, that's all we have for episode 35, guys. On episode 36, we're going to be sitting down with Benny Hayes from one of Buffalo's best bands, Handsome Jack. They're a really great blues rock band.
Love those guys.
They just got back from touring Europe, which we're going to talk to them about. They had a recent documentary made. We're going to be talking about that. And the recording of their most recent album, Everything's Gonna Be Alright, which I recommend you check out on Spotify. We're also going to be recapping previous concerts. We're going to be talking about the past concerts and, you know, whatever other nonsense we can get into.
You can find The Scarecrow Show and Dreadnecks on all major streaming platforms, except for the new Scarecrow Show EP, which is only available in physical form. The Scarecrow Show will be playing at Milky's on May 24th for our next Struggle Is Real show, and the Dreadnecks can be found at Mr. Goodbar on May 11th with Over and Out, Jordan Potter, and friends of the podcast, Cardboard Homestead. Check out allwny.com or download the All WNY app. There you can find their local music stream and its family of podcasts, including The Skeleton Closet with Carl Winslow, Corey Comments, The Nick and Dan Show, The Think So Joe Show,
hosted by Karina DeFabio and Steamed Hams,
and our favorite podcast, The Big Picture with Michael Sargent, where you can learn about Snapchat filters that make those damn illegals disappear from your photos. Make photography great again.
If you're listening to this episode before May 4th, be sure to stop by Mohawk Place and hang out for our fundraiser for Jessica Cameron, featuring performances by Wyatt Coyne, Short Attention Span Theater, The Irving Claws, and friends of the podcast RJ DeMarco from Fernway and Allison Pipitone. You can find us on Facebook at The Struggle Is Real Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at SIR Podcast NY. You can bother me at Sir William Idol on Twitter. That's all for us. Being a musician is chaos. Please be kind. See you next time and keep struggling.